This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, live from the IAUG Converge 2013 conference in Orlando, Florida. And on the phone, we have Abdullah Chohan with us, who's the director of ESA, a school over in Bolton, UK, the ESA Academy. And they were the winners of the Business Administration Best Practices Award. First of all, Abdullah, congratulations on winning that award.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Give us a little background on what you did and what the selection criteria was for that award.
Okay, so ESA Academy is an 11 to 16 high school in Bolton in the UK. We have been around since 2009. Before that, we were a school that was known as a failing school. We've managed to turn that around with a variety of different innovations, predominantly based around learning and how learning can be accelerated in a variety of different ways. We were lucky enough to be part of a program where a new school was being built for us, and we were very careful about the kind of technology that we were employing in order to provide, a productive environment. We wanted a solution, and we wanted a building that was transparent and that allowed people to work from anywhere. We wanted a building that was based around relationships, where people actually speak to one another rather than being located in closed offices. And, the Avaya solution that was presented to us was something that was quite natural in terms of the way in which we wanted to operate. So we have 140 employees who have a variety of different roles, from the principal to a number of directors to, teachers, right down to even the cleaning personnel and the site personnel that we have. And we wanted everybody to be able to have access. We wanted them to have communication, and this needed to be in a way in which it was simple and easy to access. We innovated in that, we moved away from traditional technologies that school use. So every one of our 900 students has an iPad, and all our teachers have an iPad as well. And we wanted something that was going to be a cost-saving kind of solution, so we don't have to install wires and have telephones that are located on desks for which you need privacy, and hence we call them offices. We wanted something that was going to be a lot more flexible. And now, we have that solution, and it's such that it really influences productivity and learning. Parents can call anybody at any time, and teachers can call out and speak to parents as well. And traditionally, it's a case where you would actually have to go to a particular point or, arrange to use the telephone, the few telephones that may be in a school, or you have to wait till you get to your office, and that's no longer the case. So access and communication has been quite key. And what was, the beautiful thing about this is that we were able to use our existing infrastructure and investment in terms of mobile devices. And, we didn't need to buy additional handsets and, have extensive cabling being done in the school and so on. So it's been cost effective as well as innovative, as well as providing us quite an efficient kind of solution.
Sounds like you had a very interesting and successful project there. So anytime you take on a massive project such as that, I think a really key piece of that is the organization that's responsible for the implementation of that project. We've got Ian Taylor on, who was part of that. Ian, can you give us some comments around what it took to pull that off successfully?
Sure. Well, the first thing we did is work very closely with adults to understand his vision. Of course, ESA Academy had this very open way of working to improve communication and help learning. So the first thing they had to do is understand what he wanted to achieve. And the second was look inside the Avaya product set to see what could fulfill the requirements. And we saw the Avaya Flare products and tested that with Abdul and showed it. And really, that became the number one choice. So we worked hard with Abdul to understand how we were going to integrate the Avaya Flare products onto the iPads, how the members of staff were going to use it, and of course deal with the receptionist side of things as well by deploying the Avaya software on the MacBook Air. Not an all-Apple environment. It had some unique challenges. A phone system with no desk phones isn't something that we do every month, but it's certainly the future due to cost savings and innovation benefits, which Abdul's seen over the past few years or so.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it was a very successful implementation. And again, Abdul, congratulations on winning an innovation award. That's, for best practices. That's always a great thing. Now, I understand that over here, you had Debbie Bolton actually receive the award, and she had a couple of special guests over here with her. Is that correct?
That's correct. Like I mentioned earlier on, many of our students come from backgrounds, that aren't very affluent. So we wanted to really turn this into, a lifetime experience. So we actually selected two students, a brother and a sister, to come along with Debbie to collect the award and, to actually, make the most out of Orlando. So, they've come over and they've been sending us images and photos and so on, and they seem to be really enjoying themselves. So thank you very much for that.
No, fantastic. I'm sure that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them, and, they're certainly going to get an eye full of a lot of technology that they're using today and the different uses for it. So what a great opportunity to see that at such a young age.
Definitely, I agree. And I think it's something that, they will remember, and, their families will remember too.
We're speaking with Abdul Chohan, the director of the ESA Academy, the winners of the Business Administration Best Practices Award, and also Ian Teller from Pennine Telecom. Thanks for joining us in the APN podcast, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.